You're listening to Samuel Emerson, pastor at Cloverdale Church.
Don't you worry, child. See, heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry, don't you worry.
So here we go. So you guys have been married for 7 months. Can't believe it. It's awesome. What's your favorite part of being married right now?
The G-rated version or the...
No, you give us whatever you want.
Oh. I really love it. You're not saying anything.
What? He's echoing really bad. Can you get the echo off, please?
Hello. Oh, yeah. This is the Lord.
Is mine echoing? Oh, no, mine's not, right? I think my favorite part is that, like, you wake up in the morning and you go throughout your whole day, and sometimes you don't want to be at work or doing anything else. But then at the end of the day, you get to go home, and you're there.
I'm there.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
You know what? That was my favorite part. You know, my favorite part of being married actually was that I didn't have to drive Maddie home all the time. Like, yeah. Honestly, it's like we've been married for almost 9 years now, and I still get those little things of like, do I have to drive you home still? Like, it's like, nope, you get to stay. Yes! That's amazing. So in your relationship, what kind of like how vulnerable were you with each other right away? Like, did you, like, because you came from both Christian backgrounds, like, so you love Jesus, and so you wanted to do relationship right. How did you start? Did you start talking about, like, because a lot of couples, a lot of people going into dating relationships feel that sometimes they have to, like, go, hey, so I want to get married to you, and do you like kids? Do you want kids? If you don't like kids, I don't know if I can like kids, and do you love Jesus, and how often do you go to church, and like, what level of vulnerability do you think is appropriate to start off in a dating relationship?
I think for us it was really nonchalant. We're like, when we first met, we kind of started talking over Facebook, and it was kind of stuff like, oh, like, you just kind of like throw things out there, like, oh yeah,
wow, I'd love to be married.
yeah, like, oh, let's, yeah, you know, like throwing out things like what we thought about dating at the time and what we learned from friends and family and stuff like that, and yeah, so I think at the beginning it was kind of like we were kind of honest.
We were straight up about it.
Yeah, we were straight up, pretty much. But we didn't really like. But that, I mean, that was before we communicated that we liked each other. You know, liked whatever you kids are calling it nowadays. But yeah,
that's amazing. So do you think that, like, texting is a legitimate, this is a serious question that came in. Do you think texting is a legitimate form of communicating for dating?
Well, when we started dating, because we dated for 3 years, 2 years of that I was on tour, so we were major long distance relationship. But so we dated for a long time. So when we started dating, she was 15. She didn't have a cell phone until I bought her first cell phone when we got married. So texting didn't exist for us.
But as far as, like, if it's legitimate, like, personally, I would say no, just because you can never, like, even when we were talking on the phone, like, unless you know that he's laughing at something, you don't know if he's, like, watching TV.
Yeah, you can't
read
somebody.
Like, what they're really thinking. They're like, okay, that's cool. Yeah, I like that too. And then put the phone down, do something else. I don't know.
And you can have a conversation and then be in person and like it never happened. So it's not as, yeah, no, I don't think so.
It's awesome.
Oh. Okay, what is appropriate physically before marriage?
Go ahead.
Huh? I think for us it was like, I mean, when we first started dating, I was like super like, we're not even gonna hold hands. We're not going to do anything. I don't even want to high-five you. And
he didn't.
No way.
He did. He high-fived me.
And so at the beginning, like, we tried really hard to wait as long as possible for even holding hands. I think it was a year and a half before we held hands. And it's not like, oh, yeah. It's not like, yeah.
It was, like, terrifying.
No. But I think really just... pushing it as long as possible, because like you were saying earlier, it does, it just progresses. Like, it was just the way that we're created, and you know, and I'm not going to say anything else about that. But yeah, I think just waiting as long as possible. But part of that is waiting to start a relationship, a serious relationship, and like waiting until you're, you know, ready. It's like buying a car before you can drive it. It's like you wait as long as possible, so then when you get the car, you can drive the car. You
know, and let go. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's luckily, because I was 15 when we started dating. No, when we started hanging out. I was 16 when we started dating. But honestly, like, I don't know, like, if my parents just didn't love me enough to let me go. I'm just kidding. But the fact that, like, they let me be engaged at 17 and get married at a young age, that helped a lot. Because, like, even when we were doing premarriage counseling with you, it's tough. Like, when you start physically, like, okay, let's just hold hands. Or, you know, we had, like, the you can't hug more than, like, 10-second rule or something like that. And when we broke
learned,
it, like, we couldn't hug
radio,
any shorter than that.
Actually, heard it on
yeah,
the
he
radio.
Heard it on the radio. But yeah, it progresses, and then eventually, if you're not at a stage to get married, is like, do you break up or do you continue to live in that? And luckily, like, we were allowed to get married. So
wow, yeah. Wow, that's a very fantastic point. That when you do expend your physical energy on that person, it's bound up in them forever. And so even when I began to pursue Maddie, I regretted ever losing my first kiss, if you will, because I was like, man, I was like, that was the, like, I wanted to reserve that for the only one that I was married to. And so, but yet getting caught up in that culture at the time of like, well, kissing really isn't sexual and it's okay to kiss people, or that's how you express feelings. It was like, you just get caught in that and you go, okay, well, that probably is okay. So but you do it and then you feel almost robbed. At that, because I can still remember, I get little emotions every now and then, because when you save and you reserve that which is for marriage, it's like everything compounds. And I can still remember the feeling of touching Maddie's hand the very first time. And I know you guys just said that as well, like touching hands was a big deal. I remember having Maddie's hand in mine, and I was like, like, and a lot of you are like, oh, I've held people's hands before. Yeah, it's I can't explain why it's different. It's just a hand. But it's my hand. And so it just became something totally different. So it's an invitation. And so a culture that wants to just risk it all and just experience it all and go, oh, I got to try everything about them. There's nothing about Maddie that I don't love. And I know you guys would probably say the exact same thing, that you fall more and more in love with the one that you're married to. So reserving it isn't like, well, testing it out or experiencing it. It's the reality of which God has a plan for us. We had a question come in, actually, do you always have the butterfly feelings when you're, the whole time you're dating? Like, do the butterfly feelings ever go away?
I still have mine.
You do?
I still have mine, in case no one heard me. Because, yeah, I don't know, it's really exciting. Even when I don't see him for, like, 10 minutes, and then I see him, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so hot! Like, and wonderful, and all that stuff. But.
Manly and strong.
Okay. But no, it's really, because it's like I married my best friend, and like it's just it, like every time I see him, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so lucky. And it's just like, I should look at you when I say this so people believe me. I'm so lucky.
Those are intense
and,
eyes. Those are Spanish eyes.
Yeah, no, I totally still get that.
Yeah, it gets better and better every day for me. And I'm like, I'm really good at making up. I'm a songwriter, so I'm really good at making up stuff. But truly, I just every day she's prettier. So,
yikes. We'll talk about that. We'll have post marriage counseling. So that. Anyways, well, give us an idea of like what your favorite date was before marriage.
Before marriage.
And while you're thinking about that, you can offer that when you think about it. But describe how you built your relationship. Like what kind of things did you do? Was it all activity based? Was it based around church? Was it based around, like, what kind of things did you do? How did you guys connect?
Well, when we first started like hanging out, it was like coming here on Sundays and then youth on Fridays and then church on.
Just a little plug for here. We have so many people that got married through this place. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just
I don't know what it is.
So you're in a good place. I'm just saying.
The place to be.
You can look to the person beside you and go, maybe? No. We actually have a number under your seat. If you just want to check right now, you find the matching number,
Ryan.
You'll be able to find the person you're supposed to marry. Kind of like a fortune cookie, but this is like a marriage cookie.
But yeah, it was like mostly church things, and then it was either like being at his house, like with his family, or like we watched The Office a lot because we both enjoyed laughing a lot at it. Or if I can go back to the favorite date question that you had asked, mm-hmm. Frank Sinatra. Because I love, or I did it before a lot more because my camera broke now. But I used to love like taking pictures and making videos, and I love trees for some reason. And so, and I still can't drive, so my husband drives me around. But our favorite thing was, I'm like, I want to go take pictures, and he's like, okay. And you know, it could be like really rainy or cold, and we'd go take pictures and just of trees, and it'd always be blurry, but I don't care. I like them anyways. And like we listened to Frank Sinatra or like Dean Martin, and there was just like this one time where we went to go take pictures, and I asked him if we could stop in the middle of the road because it was pretty dead. There was no one there. And so I got out, and like you could hear the Frank Sinatra from the car, and like I was taking pictures, but he's like off a distance, like, because I'm sure he's terrified that we were alone, but we weren't alone.
Yeah, we didn't, because she lived in Coquitlam and I lived in Langley, and we thought that was like forever away. And
it's pretty far.
It's far when you're in love. But so we didn't, we saw each other once a week, and she wasn't allowed to hang out after school on school nights. So, and I had been graduated for 2 years, so that was weird. But so we saw each other once. It would be like Saturday we'd hang out all day, and my parents paid for gas at that time, so we'd just drive everywhere. and then Friday night and Sunday, and then we wouldn't see each other during the week.
And so, do you think that like helped your relationship having that bit of distance, like especially like not getting too physical?
It did. I think the only thing with it was because when I left on tour, it was even more so. But the amount of time that we spent away from each other, when we see each other again, it's all of a sudden like, oh my gosh, it's you and me and you
and all of the people.
Wow.
I don't think Josh wrote that song.
Did you find it easy to get to know each other without being like sexually active? Do you think that's possible?
Oh yeah.
No. What? Just kidding. I
think like that was that.
We
was
had the, to.
Yeah.
With Skype. We
Skype because he was away a lot.
Spike.
Yeah, because like it was usually like hanging out with like Simone or like. We'd
my
go,
sister.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Josh's sister. Probably know that. Or, like, going out with, like, Danny or being with, like, my
Josh
sister.
Josh is also other sister.
Other sister. Not his other girlfriends. it was so much fun because, like, it honestly never came to our minds for, like, the, like, later on when we started, like, holding hands and doing all stuff. It was more difficult, but before it was like we could hang out and we never worried about like, do I have to like kiss you goodnight? Do I have to do this? Like it was always just like awesome friendship, and so you can totally, and it's like way better because there's not like any of that, you know, weird like should we do this? Should we be alone? Should this happen? Like it was just fun, and you were older than me, so pervert.
Maddie, what do you think? that's awesome. But just real quick. Maddie, what do you think about that question that you asked? I want to hear your answer.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's better to become like best friends.
Why did you ask that question?
Because I think it's better to become really good friends. I think all the rest can wait, and you can learn to do it together. Because it's not learning about each other; it's about learning about yourselves together once you're married. Mm-hmm. Once you already have the foundation of a good friendship, that's what I think. And I think you guys did that very well.
Isn't she hot? That's awesome. Hot and smart. That's so fun. So if you could look at your lives right now, being married 7 months and everything is still like you're in the newly married stage and it's awesome. And just a little FYI, newly married stage never really goes away. Hasn't yet. Still feel like I'm playing house. I have five children. For those of you who don't know me, so we've had a lot of children, and I'm like rocking them, playing with them, doing all these kind of things. Still feel like I'm babysitting sometimes. It's kind of like, who are these kids? I'm still like just hanging out with my best friend. I'm I love this stuff. So it's a fun deal like that. So that whole idea of like it gets way worse later, it totally doesn't. And I'm not trying to sell you marriage. We just talked about the truth about marriage before, but the reality is that God's view of marriage is so much different than what we have believed in and what our culture tells us. And so if you guys could like speak into that a little bit, like what would be something that you would love to tell like a young person thinking they're wanting to get married or thinking like, especially if they're single right now and they've no prospects of getting married or they might have like a crush, but they're not in a relationship. What would be like the biggest advice you could give them? It doesn't have to be profound. Like what would it be?
I think I have two sisters, one who's 21 and one who's, Simone, how old is Sabrina? 15. I can't tell if she's 16 or 15. I feel like she's older than me. And whenever I see my little sister, like, I'm super overprotective and I'm like really, really jealous for them. And so whenever she tells me about like a new boyfriend or something like that, and she's like, did you see this new picture? And I'm like, oh, that looks like the other two people that you were with. Okay. And like all the same, right? But, and like, just every time, like when I'm with her, I just like, I have this feeling where it's like when you start off in a relationship like that, like how you were saying, there's stuff that needs to be saved for when you're married. Like, I'm so thankful that he's like, hasn't had a lot of relationships, and I get to be the only one who like gets to hug him like that or talk to him in a certain way. And so like, I'm super grateful for that. What was the question again? I got sidetracked.
You did fantastic.
Advice about.
Oh, advice.
Yeah.
So, good husband. Yeah. Who says guys don't listen?
I think that I agree, honey. I agree.
Oh, yeah, just
you.
About waiting and stuff.
Yeah. And I also think knowing the person as a friend is extremely important. Before you jump into
you don't know if they're crazy.
Yeah, it's true. And I remember like realizing like I have to know if this girl's nuts, because if she is, I'm gonna live the rest of my life with her. Like, I'm not gonna, there's no turning back. But it's really important to know that, because you do have to work through all of it, every part of it. So I think that part is just knowing the person as a friend, because that's why avoiding the physical part, because it just creates a totally other fantasy world where you're able to avoid all the serious matters and all the serious topics. So before that, finding out about them and you know, getting to know their family, getting to know their friends, and I think there's a Spice Girls song about that, but I don't know.
Yeah. That's awesome. Maddie, do you have anything you want to comment on?
No.
Nothing? Awesome. That's so good. That's so amazing, and part of what we wanted to do is bring like just different people in these interview processes, just to open this up so that you're not just hearing it from one source or one person, that you could just see other people's lives, and this could be a part of it, a part of your processes to learn about what God has for you. And so I was really privileged and honored to have Joshua and Jimena come up here and just share a little bit, and there'll be more that they can share, and they'll be here after if you guys want to talk with them or anything like that, but we're just gonna wrap this up right now, and move on to the next part. I just want to thank you so much for being here tonight, it's just it's a real honor, and it was so much fun hanging out with you guys. So we love you.
Thank you. My father said, don't you worry, child. She has got a plan for you.
For more information, visit pluralchurch.ca.